According to U.S. officials, Saudi Arabia will allow the United States to use an American base on its territory for military action against Osama bin Laden. The American facility, located within the Prince Sultan Air Base, has highly sophisticated command and control capabilities. And Saudi permission to use the base has diplomatic significance as well. Saudi Arabia is a pivotal Islamic state. Its cooperation with Washington might help to quell Muslim anger if and when the U.S. launches strikes in Afghanistan, an Islamic country. NPR's Ted Clark reports.
Today, President Bush said he was pleased with the cooperation the United States is receiving from Middle Eastern leaders, including, he said, Saudi leaders.
Not only are they helping stabilize Pakistan, which is a very important part of our diplomatic efforts, they are also cooperating with us in terms of any military planning we might be doing, and I'm really pleased.
It is not easy for Saudi leaders to cooperate in the planning of U.S. military action inside another Muslim country. Saudi Arabia is the guardian of Islam's holiest sites, and its relationship with the Islamic world is a pillar of its foreign policy. But then, so too is Saudi Arabia's relationship with the United States. Adeed Dawisha is professor of political science at Miami University in Ohio.
The Saudis, in fact, if you look at their history over the last 40 years, have always tried to strike a balance between, on the one hand, supporting the United States, which they see as the ultimate guarantor of their security. And, of course, that was proved to them in the Gulf War. And on the other hand, having to, in a sense, contend with the sentiments of their populations and the population of the Arab and the Islamic world who do think that at times America's cultural and political penetration can be unacceptable.
As Saudi Arabia cooperates with American military planners, it will try to shape U.S. counterterrorism strategy. Abdulaziz Al-Fayez, a senior member of the Saudi Consultative Council, was in Washington this week, and while he stressed to reporters that he does not speak for the Saudi government, he does reflect Saudi opinions about what the campaign against terrorism should look like.
We in Saudi Arabia, as a people, and I think as a government, like your government and your people, want this war on terrorism not to be one country's war. We want it to be an international effort, an alliance of nations and people who are united against terrorism.
And Fayez said Saudis want a minimum of collateral damage in any U.S. military strikes against terrorists.
We hope that the damage will be limited, that civilians will not be greatly affected by it, and that those who were behind these terror attacks will be either caught or their organizations destroyed.
If the U.S.-led campaign against terrorism begins to seem unilateral, like America against Islam, or if civilian casualties are too high, the Saudi government will come under intense criticism for cooperating with U.S. military planners. The criticism will come not just from other Muslim countries, but from within. Many Saudi people are already uneasy with royal family rule, says Judith Yaffe of the National Defense University.
Unease with U.S. policies will contribute to what is an unease with other government policies. And I think the Saudi ruling family knows that its hold is not 100%, if you will.
If the United States launches strikes against countries that are not directly linked to the September 11th attack, as some administration officials have suggested, Washington would be unable to keep Arab states on board the coalition, according to Professor Dawisha.
It would be impossible, and it would be a major disaster and a major mistake.
All of these factors must be on the minds of U.S. planners as they chart the war against terrorism. Ted Clark, NPR News, Washington.